In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, it's back to school after, I hope, which was graceful and peaceful Christmas vacation. And we start the new year with the feast, or rather the octave day of the Holy Innocents. And Holy Innocents were those little babies who were cruelly put to death by the evil king named Herod. This Herod was very jealous to baby Jesus because it had been prophesied that a new king would be born on Christmas, and Herod, who was king back then, wanted very much to keep the crown for himself and would suffer no other to take his place. So he cunningly said to the wise men of the East that go to find this child so that I too might show reverence to our new king. And he hid his wicked project from the wise men and deceived these wise men by appearance of holiness, believing that child Jesus could not escape him. But when the wise men did not return to him, Herod saw that his wicked plans had gone wrong. The kings had not purposely deceived him, because they had intended to keep their promise of returning to Herod, but God forbade them to return. But Herod instead believed that these three had misled him, and he was therefore doubly angry for the birth of new king, and that he was supposedly being deceived by three men. The dread of this newborn king of the Jews aroused all the evilness in Herod, and he decided to crown his evilness, so to speak, by the act of a cruel murder, or a massacre of innocent children. Herod did not know where in Bethlehem the new king was to be found, so to be on the safe side, Herod had all the baby boys there and in the neighborhood killed. He did not know the day of birth of Jesus, but he had taken the information from the wise man of the exact time of the star's first appearance, and Herod felt confident that the child could not be more than 2 years old. So therefore, the killing of all the little boys of 2 years and older were ordered by Herod, and the number of these children must have been about 50. And how horrified must have Saint Joseph and Holy Mary been when they learned of the Herod's wicked attention. The divine child Jesus, all which they treasured most, was now in danger of death. Saint Joseph did not hesitate a moment, but he rose up at once in the middle of the night and, fetching his donkey, placed upon it the mother and the child, and hastened off, walking by their side, so that as soon as possible they could get out from the realm of Herod. They traveled all through the Arabian desert, and the journey was a long one, about 200 miles, and full of difficulties and dangers, and there was other dangers like lack of water and the attacks of robbers and wild beasts. But in love of Jesus, Mary and Joseph did not thought of their own difficulties or dangers, but they went our way, full of patience and submission to God's will. And this humble submission and confidence to God's grace is something which made the Holy Family truly holy. To regular parents, many thoughts might have occurred when commanded to flee Egypt. They might have said to themselves, if the child is the Son of God, why is he so small and helpless? Why should Son of Almighty God flee before the wicked king? Why did not the angel say how long we were to remain in another country? How can we take such a long and dangerous journey without preparation? but because Saint Joseph and Holy Mary were holy family, they gave no ear to such thoughts, but obeyed the divine commands precisely and promptly, and immediately started off to Egypt, filled with confidence in God and submission to his holy will. And the holy innocents who were left behind at the cruelty of Herod, they gave their lives for Jesus, who had to flee now for the first time in his life. And they gave their lives for Jesus because Herod put them to death, thinking to reach and kill Jesus through them. Holy innocents were, so to speak, cleansed from original sin by the baptism of blood, and they were taken by Jesus to heaven, seeing that they lost their lives for his sake. These holy and little martyrs have since then forever been remembered by the Holy Mother Church as those who shed their blood for Jesus when he was only a tiny little baby. So, children, when you think of the great dangers the Holy Family had to go through so that they might protect the little and innocent baby Jesus, you should very gratefully admire their daring, admire their confidence to God, and admire their obedience to his will. You can ask that, have you yourself ever murmured against the will of God or the will of your parents or your teachers? And you should give yourself over to God in all things, whether it's religion, whether it's matters in home or in school or your whole future. Be confident to God's providence, as our Holy Family was, and say, "Thy will be done." Think what Jesus suffered for you during his flight into Egypt. It was still winter, the weather was freezing cold, wet and stormy, and often Jesus had no shelter over his head at night. So you, children, bear all your difficulties in life patiently and joyfully for the love of Jesus, and above all things, learn to suffer and go through your life submitting yourself to God's will, and think how great and happy is the portion of those God's servants who dedicate all to Jesus, all to God's glory, like little and innocent holy babies in Bethlehem were. May God bless you in the name